Hello, my name is Alfred Vallach. I'm an attorney with Savage Combs and Vallach, PLLC. We're a law firm that provides bankruptcy advice in the Tampa Bay area. The subject of this podcast is bankruptcy and how that affects alimony. If you're divorced and you pay alimony, a common question is whether you could stop paying alimony if you file bankruptcy. The answer to that question is generally no. Spouses must continue to pay alimony even if they file bankruptcy. And this includes the payment of past due alimony, meaning if you're going into the bankruptcy and you haven't been paying your spouse and you owe arrearages, let's say $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 of past due amounts, you're still required to pay that amount going forward in addition to your future alimony payments. Now, why is that? There's a specific section of the bankruptcy code, which is section 523, and it lists certain debts that a person just cannot discharge or get rid of for certain public policy reasons. And subsection A5 states that a person cannot discharge a domestic support obligation. Now, what is a domestic support obligation? Well, the bankruptcy code goes on and it defines domestic support obligation as including alimony or the maintenance or support of a spouse or a former spouse. So it's clear that if you have those alimony payments just by filing bankruptcy, the bankruptcy court is not going to modify them. You're not going to be given an opportunity to get rid of that debt in bankruptcy. Now, sometimes parties will disagree with what is truly alimony or a domestic support obligation. An example is sometimes state divorce courts make a husband or wife pay his or her spouse's attorney's fees and costs as part of that divorce. So the question is, are really these attorney's fees and costs in the divorce case in the nature of alimony or support? And some parties can argue about that. Well, if you're able to convince the bankruptcy court that that portion of your alimony is not truly a support obligation, then you can possibly modify that obligation or get rid of just that portion in the bankruptcy case. Bankruptcy courts look at the substance of the obligation as to whether it constitutes this idea of alimony, maintenance, or support. They'll disregard what the parties call it or what the state court calls that obligation. At the end, the bankruptcy court will look at the nature of the support at the time it was created and what the parties intended that obligation, if they intended it to function as support. The issue of whether a debt is in the nature of support is an issue of federal law. But although federal law controls, state law does provide guidance in determining whether that obligation should be considered support under the bankruptcy code. In short, the bankruptcy code was written so that a person could not use the protection of a bankruptcy filing in order to avoid legitimate marital and child support obligations. You could understand the public policy behind that. Rather than filing bankruptcy on this particular issue, where the relief can be found is actually with your original divorce attorney or a divorce attorney, so that you can apply for relief with a state divorce court that originally awarded your alimony in order to reduce or modify that spouse's alimony obligations in light of the financial hardship that is ultimately leading you to consider bankruptcy or to file bankruptcy. Bankruptcy and divorce issues are often complicated. It's important that you retain an attorney if you believe that you might have any bankruptcy or family law issues. With questions about bankruptcy law, please contact me. My name is Alfred Vallach. I'm an attorney with Savage Combs Vallach, PLLC. and you can find us on the internet at www.savagelaw.us. You could also contact us at 813-251-4980.